to determine your decisions, rather than acting upon your own well-being as the standard from the standpoint of where you are right now and what is the best alternative. And the same thing applies to number five, which is taking the responsibility for others. You know, I just can't hurt him. That sort of thing. This might also be labeled protecting others. It's a situation where your actions are influenced by your desire not to hurt someone else, either their feelings or whatever. Now, obviously, as we saw last week, you're not going to get anywhere in life by running around hurting people, because you're not going to attract the kind of people you want to associate with. But in this kind of a situation that I'm referring to here, so that it is clearly defined, you are, in effect, trying to protect the other person from reality. If he has made mistakes that have now brought him to the point where he's going to have to pay for those mistakes, then you jump in to stand between him and reality to try to protect him from reality. You explain away his mistakes to others, for instance. And when he makes plans that are self-destructive, you arrange things so that they can't come to fruition, so he can't really destroy himself in the process. And then when it gets to be too much and you get ready to give up the relationship for good, then you expend every effort trying to do it in a way that won't hurt him. If he's going to cry, you hold his hand. If he says he's going to commit suicide, then you sit up night and day making sure that he doesn't get out of your sight where he could get hold of a knife or something else and kill himself. Now, the reason I refer to this as responsibility for others is because it is usually predicated on the idea that you are the stronger or superior person of the two. Therefore, you are taking the responsibility to see that he, the weaker person, comes out of this all right. If you really thought he was stronger than you, you would probably get out of there before he hurt you. But the point is, you assume that you are stronger, and that's why you think you can even take this kind of a responsibility. But what is always overlooked is that you, the stronger person, are turning over the entire decision-making process to him. From now on, he is going to initiate all of the actions, and you will simply react to whatever it is that he decides he wants to do. You will be no different from the anti-communist who reacts to the communist, except that you will feel you are doing it benevolently, whereas the anti-communist is hostile in his actions. The point is that this other individual is now calling all the shots, and you are really being irresponsible because you're foregoing any responsibility for your acts from here on in. You will explain away your acts as having been done for him, that you had to do it for him and so forth, and that it had nothing to do with your own well-being. Now, I don't mean to indicate here that you should never be tolerant of someone else's mistakes or that you should never be tender and compassionate in breaking a relationship with someone else. I'm only saying that if he is determined to defy reality, then let him. Don't you stand between him and the sharks that he's trying to pet. And in determining the degree of compassion to be expended, ask yourself, how much would I expect? How much would I appreciate and need if I were in his position right now? And that's how much you should expend. No more, and of course certainly no less. But to do otherwise than that is to give up the decision-making process to him and react to everything he does and let him initiate all action from there on in. Number six is the failure to recognize or consider the price, typified by the statement, I don't care what it costs. And of course, the fallacy here, as we saw earlier, is in failing to recognize that your precious resources are severely limited. There is nothing in life that is a bargain at any price. There is always a price beyond which it is no longer the best alternative to you. And that price really includes the vulnerability, as we saw, so you'd better consider both in advance. To not do so means at a later date you're very likely going to have to pay what you feel you can't afford, and that is when you never seem to catch up. Number seven is concern with irrelevancies. But it was his fault. Here again, we're overlapping into other areas, but this error, this particular one, being common to all of them, the concern with irrelevancies. But I've isolated this as a separate error here, however, because it is usually best typified in the liquidation process. A divorce or a business partnership is being terminated. And at that time, of course, you try to minimize the price you have to pay for what may have been a past mistake. So instead of asking yourself what it is now going to cost you to undo the mistakes of the past, you become preoccupied with irrelevancies, like the other person's mistakes. You try to determine that what has gone wrong was his fault, therefore he should be required to pay the price. But of course, that is irrelevant, especially since every mistake of his is accompanied by one of your own in perpetuating a relationship that you are recognizing to be unprofitable. If he has made mistakes in the past that were so bad, then the mere fact that you continued the relationship past that mistake is a mistake of your own.